Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because, well, I didn't get any for today. If you want to suggest a topic, you can go through PayPal or Subscribestar and do so. Links are in the description. So I recently started watching a TV show that's out on Apple TV called The Foundation. It's about a galactic empire in the Milky Way made up of humans. The ruler of that empire, the Emperor, is actually a clone. More like a team of four clones that all work together to keep the empire and their legacy alive, and have been doing so for hundreds of years. I've heard from many guys going their own way that they would love to use surrogacy and artificial wombs to grow their own baby version of Boba Fett to raise one day. This story appears to capture that. Foundation is based on a book, and it was originally written by Isaac Asimov, and a lot of his book was ripped off by George Lucas for Star Wars, which I'll get into a bit later. In the Foundation TV show, the Emperor, when he's a child, has a female figure in his life, and in the book she's played by a man. But on the television show, she's female and she's an android. That would make a lot of sense because a female character provides nurturing to a young growing boy. As for sexuality, there are female working girls there to provide sexual release to each of the emperors. Each growing emperor has two or three older clones or brothers that give him guidance because after all they share the exact same genes and minds. In many ways, what I've described would be the ideal scenario for many men going their own way. The four clones are Brother Dawn, Brother Day, Brother Dusk, and Brother Night, and they're all roughly around 15 to 20 years apart. One day, a mathematician named Harry Seldon develops something known as the theory of psychohistory that predicts the behavior of large crowds and civilizations, and he says that the empire will fall in a few hundred years, and at that point there'll be a dark age that'll last tens of thousands of years, kind of mimicking what happened with the fall of the Roman Empire, which was actually inspiration for Asimov's story. But you just know that woke Peter Wood is going to make the MGTOW Emperor the villain. And imagine my shock when the white male Emperor characters are the villains. And that the heroes are two black, non-binary, and female characters that are going to save the galaxy, no less. One of them named Salvor looks like they could be a black male rapper from the 1980s with their haircuts. I can't say he or she because they don't identify with either. But there's a planet named Terminus, which is a cold desert, with land speeders that looks like the cold version of Tatooine in Star Wars. The other black female character, Gail Dornick, is a brilliant mathematician. But at least the whole show is not preachy and woke. At least they're not rubbing the whole gender identity of the characters in our face, which does actually make the show watchable. Maybe someone out there was listening when I suggested that they get more subtle about spreading their gender-bending ideology instead of being too obvious about it and pissing people off. But the ghetto queens that watch this series are probably going to wonder why they can't compete with males on the competency hierarchy in our society. It'll probably get very angry and disillusioned because of it. The Emperor is MGTOW while the antagonists are non-binary and or minorities, and you just know where this is heading. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to George Lucas ripping off Isaac Asimov, Clown World Show. Back when I was in college, I learned about where George Lucas got his ideas for Star Wars. Han Solo and Luke Skywalker being modeled off of characters from John Ford's film The Searchers. R2-D2, C-3PO, and Darth Vader being taken from Akira Kurosawa's samurai films. Princess Leia's hair was taken from the Hopi tribe in the Southwest. But I was never taught about how Lucas took ideas like the Galactic Empire, the speeders from Terminus, and the Emperor from Asimov. Even the planet Coruscant in Star Wars, that's actually a city covered in skyscrapers, which is modeled off of Trantor, the Imperial capital and foundation. I've only watched the first four episodes as of making this video. And I think there are going to be a lot of interesting MGTOW twists, as the young 20-year-old Emperor version seems to be falling in love with a woman that works in the gardens around his palace. You just know that the older brothers will object to him reproducing the old-fashioned way, and will probably terminate that woman's life in order to protect the Empire from a galactic gold-digging thought. This will just cement in the minds of the audience that the MGTOW clone characters are the main villainous protagonists, because they go against nature and they hurt women, and they won't share power with them. Wah. Also, with Star Wars, the Emperor is supposed to be a clone, if you read somewhere in the Expanded Universe books. Ironically, Asimov didn't sue George Lucas for ripping off his ideas in Star Wars, but Lucas sued the creators of Battlestar Galactica, when they reimagined Battlestar Galactica in the 2000s, it also went woke, because they introduced President Laura Roslin, who was the leader of the 12 colonies, instead of Adama. This created sexual tension and also introduced a female Starbuck to add sexual tension for Apollo. There was also Admiral Kane, and she was cast as a strong, competent female. This is all fine because it was done in the spirit of Captain Janeway from Star Trek Voyager, and it's empowerment done right. But now we're seeing social justice, which is being ramped up. Starbuck in the next Battlestar Galactica remake will apparently be non-binary. What do you expect from a place with Gruesome Newsome just mandating gender-neutral toy laws in California? He's also probably tainting the drinking supply with soy soon enough. The non-binary warden of the planet Terminus falls in love with a smuggler. So it's almost like Luke and Han get it on. Just in time for the release of Superman becoming Super Bisexual Man in the comic books recently. The title of Foundation is all about building a foundation of knowledge and putting it on the planet Terminus. So when the Empire falls and the Dark Age begins, it's only going to be shortened to 1,000 years. And then the galaxy can recover in a hurry. So much of the knowledge that was discovered during the Roman Empire times has all been lost. Like, how do they build concrete structures that are still standing 2,000 years after they were built? Meanwhile, if our civilization crumbles, there'll be less ruins left behind than what the Romans built that still stands today. Asimov was also an incredibly prolific writer. He wrote 506 books, and after I watched a few of his interviews, I learned that he spent roughly from 7:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. writing every day. But he could only write nonstop like that a couple days a month, without interruption, because after all, he was married. Only someone else that writes understands this sort of thing. That's why I write after midnight, when most of the world is asleep, so I don't get interrupted. I thought I'd written a lot over the last 8 years. If I scripted one video a day for the rest of my life, I wouldn't get anywhere near the equivalent of 506 books. Yet we hear about Philip K. Dick, but no one really thought that Asimov was important enough to cover in my science fiction classes back in college. That seems tragic to me. I guess that George Lucas might have actually said, in a galaxy far, far away, to cover his butt so he wouldn't be sued by Asimov, perhaps. Inserting intelligent aliens also seemed like a smart idea for Star Wars, because Foundation doesn't appear to have any, so far as I've seen. But there are androids and robot droids like in Star Wars. In fact, the female android that raises the young MGTOW emperors, she is the last of her kind to have survived. Like, humanity would actually ever be able to reject loverbots and keep reproducing to populate the entire galaxy. Apparently the film iRobot is also set in the same universe as Foundation. I believe that we're going to see more shows in the future, changing all the virtuous male heroes and characters into female ones, while keeping the male characters that are villains there as the bad guys. The idea, of course, is to get society to oppress them instead. But I hope that the Commifornians understand that if they portray mostly white male characters as villains, then that's what most men in society will aspire to be, and in the end they might end up creating a monster that ends up destroying them. When you promote bad male behavior over the virtuous variety, eventually men start to play the role of the antagonist, and begin destabilizing your society. Then again, that might be the plan by cultural Marxists to create a self-fulfilling prophecy, by saying that everything is the fault of the oppressive males and the patriarchy. Then men will behave that way and the system will have to put them in their place. I think that's about all I've got to say about Foundation. I was watching some Isaac Asimov videos, and in one of them, he was discussing carbon in the atmosphere, and how we could use forests to trap carbon from that air. He brought up the deforestation in the Amazon and how at the same time we're burning carbon, but destroying the natural biomes that are used to trap it. That's the basic science behind what we're doing. It got me thinking of companies like Tesla that sell carbon credits. It convinced me to invest in that company. I've also bought shares in a Canadian company called Nutrien, which sells fertilizer and seeds. But what I didn't know is that a large portion of their income comes from selling carbon credits. That's probably partly why those shares have gone up 65% since I bought them. I'm looking for more companies involved in carbon sequestration and carbon credits. That's a really good investment for the Great Reset portfolio that I'm building. If anyone knows any publicly traded companies that do that, I'd be most grateful. Please let me know in the comments. But this also gets me thinking. In the future, it might be more profitable to plant forests instead of farmers' fields, based on the carbon credits alone you receive for doing it. Maybe that's what Bill Gates is planning as the largest farm owner in America, to turn farmers' fields into forests and make the cost of food skyrocket as a result, as he takes farmland away from food production. Maybe the best thing to do is to start doing something like a fruit forest. You produce fruit to sell to humans, but you also get carbon credits for it. Why does it only have to be a forest or farmers' fields? Why can't it be both from a sustainability perspective? As for the Foundation series, it's more relevant now than ever, as America has been in decline for quite some time. The show also has the potential to be the next Game of Thrones, which was what was supposed to happen with Westworld, which had an amazing first season but died a slow death the following few seasons. I don't know why great shows tend to finish so horribly. My thinking is that the writers get tired of creating great material and that they eventually lose their passion and burn out before the series ends. Westworld, for example, was only supposed to be a 6 or 7 part miniseries, but they made it into 10 episodes in the first season and brought in the character Maeve. Anthony Hopkins' character in that is also MGTOW, and they make him into a monster, up until the end of the first season when he's finally redeemed. He has no love interest in the show, and is only interested in robots. He even understands that his intellect is nothing more than an elaborate mating ritual to attract women to him. He has more important things to consider, like the creation of consciousness itself. Another popular TV character that seemingly went his own way was Dexter Morgan from the show Dexter. But they're bringing back the show, and now he has a new girlfriend. How convenient. Just when I thought they ended it with him going his own way in Alaska, now they have to do this. I guess that nothing is sacred anymore. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the MGTOW Emperor can smash any woman he wants, so long as he doesn't simp out and fall in love with any of them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the fictional galactic empires that destroy all the female androids so they can sleep with their nagging wives instead away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.